Good energy. Texas border business. Brownsville, Texas, NextDecade Corporation announced it has made a positive final investment decision, FID, to construct the first three liquefaction trains at the company's Rio Grande LNG, RGLNG, terminal, the largest proposed liquefied natural gas, LNG, export facility in the United States to be built at the port of Brownsville. The future of the Rio Grande Valley's economy begins at the port of Brownsville, said Brownsville Navigation District Chairman Esteban Guerra. On behalf of the port and our Brownsville Navigation District Board of Commissioners, we congratulate NextDecade on their final investment decision announcement for the development of the Rio Grande LNG facility. This dynamic project, the largest private infrastructure investment in the state of Texas, will provide good-paying jobs and economic growth to the region. This milestone marks the beginning of a new era for the region's economic landscape, as the project will create thousands of jobs and stimulate business opportunities for current and future industries in the Rio Grande Valley and northern Mexico. The Rio Grande LNG facility will be a true game-changer for our community, representing a generational achievement. Its impact will be enormous, significantly benefiting the energy industry of Texas, said Port Director and CEO Eduardo A. Camperano. This is a testament to our commitment in advancing the economic interests of our community for greater opportunities and a better quality of life. Rio Grande LNG's 984-acre facility will involve the liquefaction of natural gas and its export to foreign markets. The project will provide substantial economic advantages for the region, state, and nation. Construction of the facility alone will generate more than 5,000 jobs in the region and is anticipated to provide a gross domestic product increase of $6 billion in Cameron County, $23 billion in Texas, and as much as $35 billion in the United States, according to the company. Once fully operational, the Rio Grande LNG terminal will consist of five trains with the capacity to export 27 million tons per annum, MTPA. Phase 1, with nameplate liquefaction capacity of 17.6 MTPA, has 16.2 MTPA of long-term binding LNG sale and purchase agreements with Total Energies, Shell NAW LNG LLC, ENN LNG Private Limited, NGSA, ExxonMobil LNG Asia Pacific, Guangdong Energy Group, China Gas Honda Energy Trading Company, Galp Trading SA and Itochu Corporation. The project's financing for Phase 1 is $18.4 billion.